Sundry, following the town's annual grants to organizations program's first round of intakes, the municipality received 25 applications amounting to an accumulative request of about $107,000. However, council had previously allocated $50,000 in the 2024 budget for both of the program's intakes and thus faced some difficult decisions in mid-March when choosing who would receive funds as well as how much. While most of the groups applied with requests ranging from about $1,000 or less up to $5,000, by far the biggest ask was for a whopping $30,000, more than half of the entire amount allotted for both of the program's 2024 intakes, submitted by Mountain View Trading Post for storefront improvements. Almost a week prior to council's discussion, the Grant Review Committee, comprised of members of council, had considered each application and outlined recommendations, including providing no funding for the Mountain View Trading Post. Mayor Richard Warnock said the request for $30,000 was a lot and was beyond anything we've ever done, and that the business's owners would need to do more work on their application before resubmitting. Count. Chris Vardes moved in support of the review committee's recommendation to award no funding. When I first read it, I thought $30,000 was an error and I didn't know if it was actually a $3,000 ask, said Vardes. So, it kind of threw me on a loop, Cowan. Jamie Marr said one does not get what one does not ask for, and so I thought it was very brave of them to ask for $30,000, she said. But I don't think we can support that with no design and no real drawings. Council unanimously carried Vardas's motion. Meanwhile, a couple of other businesses were awarded portions of the funding they applied for to improve their storefronts. Both Crude Energy Beverages and Children's Emporium were awarded $3,000 from the $5,000 they had each requested. There's a lot more interest from our business community to do storefront improvement, said Marr. Historically, we've provided about $3,000 and it was felt that this would be an appropriate number, Cowan. Paul Isaac asked if there are any requisite design or development guidelines or whether successful applicants can spend the funds how they see fit. While that would be a matter to discuss in greater detail during council's upcoming spring workshop, a review process for design proposals that present drastic changes to a storefront would ideally be good to have in place, said Linda Nelson, Chief Administrative Officer. I think it's important for us to not just arbitrarily give out $3,000 for storefront improvement if there's no communication, said Isaac. Several community groups such as Sundry Citizens on Patrol Association, SCOPA, the Sundry Search and Rescue Association, SAR, the Sundry Pickleball Association, as well as the Sundry and District Aquatic Society were denied completely. SCOPA had asked for $3,000 to help cover the cost of gas cards for volunteers who patrol, while SAR had requested a little more than $1,800 to purchase specialized rescue equipment. The Pickleball Association sought funding to acquire a plexipave system for the outdoor courts, and the Aquatic Society had for the Aquaplex sought $5,000 to help complete the hot tub project, Cowan. Owen Peterson said not approving any funding for SCOPA was a difficult choice that needed to be taken into the greater context of the municipality's budget absorbing a big increase in RCMP funding as well as municipal bylaw enforcement. So, the town has increased funding and supports for the safety of our community, said Peterson, and as the pickleball group has previously received funding through the program, council opted against awarding anything this time around. Regarding the Aquaplex, council decided against awarding the Aquatic Society any additional funds as the municipality already contributes an annual allotment. Sundry Daycare's request for $5,000 for 2024 programs and field trips was also turned down. This is a pay-to-play program. They can increase their fees to cover these costs, said Peterson. I know that our support of this program in the past has made it more accessible to the community. But this time around with so many requests, the review committee recommended against approving the application, he said. The mayor pointed out that $6,000 was approved over the last 4 years and that council appreciates their work. We just have to spread the money out a little bit, said Warnock. The Main Avenue Kids Club after-school program was awarded the full $1,000 it applied for with support from Peterson, who said it's the only after-school child care program he's aware of that is 100% free. The Greenwood Neighborhood Place Society's application for $2,000 was also approved in full, with Vardes underscoring the fact the service organization is heavily utilized by the community. Also receiving funds were the Kiwanis Music Festival, which was approved for $500, the Slingshot Garage, which got $1,000 out of $2,000 applied for to help promote the annual Sundry Slingfest, Adams Army Charitable Foundation, which received $1,500 to promote the event, the Sundry High School's Class of 2024 Prom Committee in the amount of $1,200 to offset the cost of grad celebrations. The Sundry Community Choir and Handbells received $500 of a $1,000 ask for the purchase of music and accessories. The West Country Cruisers were approved for $1,500 out of $2,000 requested to help advertise the annual car show. The Sundry and District Historical Society got $3,400 to pay off outstanding Winterfest 2024 expenses. The Foothills Bluegrass Music Society received the full $2,000 applied for to help promote the festival. The Sundry Municipal Library's modest ask of $140 to repair the story walk signs and posts along the Main Avenue West asphalt walking path was fully approved. The Den, Sundry Youth Center got $1,000 out of $3,000 requested for the purchase of an iPad to facilitate and improve programming. Sundry Bronx, Bulls and Wagons for a total of $3,000 out of $5,000 applied for to promote the event. And, the Sundry Rodeo and Race Association, whose requesting for funding to help promote the event was approved in full to the tune of $5,000. Since the program's inception several years ago, the municipality has doled out nearly $307,000 to a variety of organizations that meet the policy's criteria. The deadline for the second round of intakes is September 30th, and any organizations that were unsuccessful with the first round may resubmit.